The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohanesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Baba Kama, Daf Kaf Gimel. We'll start with a story. Mr. Cohen is taking his family on a trip to the local safari park. He drives in his car through the safari park, and at one stage he decides to pull over to the side to wash his hands from the Tilas Yadayim. He opens the door of the car, he gets out and goes over to wash his hands, and he leaves the car door open. While the door is open, along comes one of the animals from the safari park, a monkey, climbs inside the car and grabs the food that is sitting there on the seat and eats it all while he's sitting inside the car. By the time Mr. Cohen comes back, the food has all been eaten. So Mr. Cohen goes to the owner of the safari park and says, "You have to pay me for the damage done by your monkey." The question is he have to pay? At first thought, one would expect the owner of the safari park to have to pay, because this would be a classic case of Shen V'Regel Rishus HaNizik. We know that if someone's animal eats food belonging to somebody else, we learn from a pasuk in the Torah, Ubiyeh B'Shtei Acher, that that's halach of Shen, that's halach of the animal eating someone else's food, and the owner has to pay. We know that this is limited to only if the damage took place in the domain, in the Rishus, of the person who got damaged. In the Rishus HaNizik, we learn this from the pasuk Ubiyeh B'Shtei Acher, that only if the animal ate the food in the house of the person who the food belonged to, does the owner have to pay. But if the animal ate it in the Rishus HaRabim, in a public domain, then the owner is not responsible for paying for any damage done by the animal eating. However, since in this case the animal actually went inside the car, and the car, one would imagine, is considered as the private Rishus, the private domain of Mr. Cohen, we would have a classic case of a beer with Teacher, and the owner of the monkey would have to pay for the damage done. However, from Al Gemara on Daf Kaf Gimel, one might see that it's not so simple. The Gemara on Kaf Gimel on the base records a story that Hani Izzi to Beit Tarbu Dava Masa the Leila of Yosef. There were certain goats which belonged to a particular family that were causing damage to Rabbi Yosef's property. So Rabbi Yosef told the buyer, "Go and warn the owners of the animals that they better hide away their animals and make sure they don't do any more damage." Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, "There's no point in going to tell them that, because they will say, Ligdomar Gedira Ba'are, let Rabbi Yosef put a fence around his field." In other words, Abaye said, if I tell them to stop their animals from going into your field and eating your food, they'll say on the contrary, tell Rabbi Yosef to put a fence around his field and then there'll be no problem. We see from here that Abaye seems to be holding that the only case when an animal is hired for shame, when the owner has to pay if the animal goes into someone else's field, is if the field was left open without any fence. So then, if the owner of the field, if he puts up a fence, he's guarded his field properly. If the owner of the field did not put up a fence, then the animal can say, "Why didn't you put up a fence around your field? It's your problem that you didn't put a fence around your field. And therefore, I, as the owner of the animal, am not responsible for my animal's behavior if you don't guard your own property." Ask the Gemara, in that case, when will we ever find that Shein will be Chayav Rishus HaNizik? If it's true that every time there's no fence, then Shein is Potter, then the only case where it could be Chayav is if there was a fence, if the owner looked after himself properly and put a fence around his field. In which case, how did the animal possibly get in there to eat the food to make himself Chayav Shein? Answer to the Gemara, either where the animal came and knocked the fence down by itself, which is unusual, the owner protected himself properly, but unusually the animal knocked it down and then went in and ate, in which case it would be chayav. Or, Nafla Balayla fell down in the middle of the night. There was a fence there, but it fell down in the night. The owner didn't know about it, and points out to the Chazon Ish and Baba Kama Siman Yud Aleph Sif Gotten Kaf, and the Sefer Churas Shai in some Kufka base. We're talking clearly here about a case where the owner of the animal did know that the fence was no longer there. In such a case, the owner of the animal would be chayav. So according to the Maskona of the Gemara, according to Abaya, Shein V'Regel Achayev, as we know in the Rishus HaNizik, but if there was no fence put around the Rishus HaNizik, the owner of the animal could say, "I'm Potter because you should have guarded your own property." When do we find that the owner of the animal will be Chayev? If the owner of the property did put a fence around his property. Nonetheless, in the middle of the night, through no fault of anybody, the fence fell down. And the owner of the animal knew about that. Now he can't say to the owner of the field, you should have put a fence around, because the owner of the field wasn't aware that the fence had fallen down. In that case, the owner of the animal would be chayav if his animal went in and ate someone else's produce. Says the Rif, halacha l'maaseh, halacha is not like a buyer. A buyer has said a shinuya ba'alma, but he didn't really, it's not really the halacha. And therefore, in all cases, if an animal goes into someone else's private rishus and eats there, he's chayav al shein, even if there was no fence there. It's not up to the owner of the field to put a fence around his field, it's up to the owner of the animal to make sure he doesn't go into someone else's field. So even if there's no fence there, the owner of the animal has to pay. So says Tosfos as well, and Tosfos brings proofs to this. We have other Gemaras, for example, in Daf Yud Tes on the base, the Gemara says, Ochla mitocha chanus, an animal goes into a shop and eats there, it goes into a store, so the owner of the animal has to pay for any damage done. We don't find, says the Tosfos, that the owner of the animal could say to the owner of the store, you should have closed the door of your store and make sure my animal doesn't come in. On the contrary, it's the responsibility of the owner of the animal to make sure his animal doesn't walk into someone else's store. So we see clearly that halacha is not like a buyer, says the Tosfos. So seemingly is the halacha brought down by the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the Shin Tzadik Zayin, that the owner of the field can warn the owner of the animal, make sure the animal doesn't come into my field, and in the event that he does come into his field, the owner of the animal is responsible, and he can't say it's not my fault, you should have put a fence around your field. However, the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Chananel and saying, not like that, the halacha is in fact like a buyer, and if the owner of the field didn't put a fence around his field, the owner of the animal is potter. What are we going to do with Tosfos' kashus? Tosfos asked from Ochla mitocha chanus, Ochla mitocha rachmo, says Rabbeinu Chananel, even a buyer will agree that in town, the owner of the animal will always be responsible. And he can't say to everybody else, close your stores, close your chotzers, close your houses, and if not, I'm not responsible. Clearly, that's not fair. No one's expected to have his store closed, or his own house closed, or his courtyard closed 24 hours a day. In town is clearly the responsibility of the owner of the animal to make sure he guards his animal. However, out of town, when we come to fields out of town, then it's not the responsibility of the owner of the animal. He can say to the owner of the field, you should have closed up your field. And that's the Gemara's question. Where will we find shame, v'regel, according to the Torah? Because the Torah's case is actually talking about be'er steacher when it was in a field out of town, that the halacha is like a buyer, since, says the Rabbeinu Chananel, no one in the Gemara argues with him. Rabbi Yosef didn't answer back, it seems he accepted his words. And therefore, the halacha would be that in town, the owner of the animal is always chayav. Out of town, the owner of the animal can say, I can't look after my sheep, or my goats, or my cows when they're out of town. It's up to you to make sure that your field is closed off. And if your field is not closed off, then I'm going to be potter. Although the Shulchan Aruch rules according to the Rif and the Rambam, the Shach quotes the Rosh bringing Rabbeinu Chananel and rules like Rabbeinu Chananel. Says the Shach, the Maharshal in his Sefer Yamshel Shlomo Bamakama argues with Rabbeinu Chananel and proves like the Rif. And his proof is as follows. We know from the Gemara in Bava Tzir Daf Hei that Stam Roye is Posel Eidus. A shepherd who takes his sheep out of town to graze is Posel Eidus. He cannot be used as a witness in any financial case in Bezdin. And the reason is because he's Nechshad LeGezel. Most of the shepherds in those days who took their animals out to pasture out of town were suspected that they would let their animals graze in someone else's field. And that, of course, is Gezel. And therefore, and they don't pay for it, and therefore they're going to be possible for anything. They can't be used as a witness in anything because they are gotten on it. So since most of the shepherds in those days were like that, so Stam Roya, every normal Roya, every normal shepherd can be suspected, Al-Kopolim, of being a gazlan, you can't use him for a witness. Says the Marshal, if Halacha would be like Rabbeinu Chananel and the Shach, then every field owner out of town is expected to fence up his field, and if he doesn't fence up his field, then the owner of the animals which go in there to graze are not responsible for any damage done, then surely every person who owned a field out of town will put a fence up to make sure that no damage is done to his property. Because if any damage is done, the owner will be potter if there's no fence up. So everyone will put a fence up around their field. If everyone will put a fence up around the field, then how can we say that every shepherd is assumed to be a gazlan, probably lets his animals go and graze in someone else's field? How did the animals get in someone else's field? There's a fence up. And although the Gemara says that Shem V'regel Atoru is B'chayev is maybe talking about when the fence fell down in the middle of the night, well, that's good when you're coming to explain what the Pasuk in the Torah is talking about. You could even be an unusual case of the fence falling down in the middle of the night. But you can't draw an extrapolation from there and say most shepherds are gazlonim because even though there's a fence, it usually falls down during the middle of the night. Surely the fence doesn't usually fall down in the middle of the night. So the Gemara's Hechet Timsi is good for answering the Gemara's kasha of where can we find the case where you're chayev. But it's not good to explain why every roya, every shepherd can be assumed to be chayev. Says the Marshal, it must be, the halacha is not like Rabbeinu Chanan, the halacha is like all the other Rishonim, that we don't hold of a buyer, and the owner of the animal is always going to be chayev, even if the owner of the field doesn't have a fence up. And therefore, the owner of the field won't bother putting a fence up, because he knows that if anyone comes in, anyone's animal comes in and causes any damage, the owner is going to be chayev, so he'll always get his money back, so he won't bother putting a fence up. If you won't bother putting a fence up, then we understand that the roya, the shepherd, might well come along and let his animals wander straight in because there's no fence there. And therefore, since most shepherds who are out of town allow their animals to graze in someone else's field, then most shepherds, because a lot of them are going to be possible aiders. So we see something very interesting according to the Marshal. That most people will not bother putting up a fence because they know that if anyone does come in and eat, they're going to be chayev. However, there's still going to be always a small percentage of people who are actually roim, who are shepherds, who look after their own stuff, their own animals, and they have no qualms about letting their animals go into someone else's field, and therefore they will be gazlonim, and they will be postulators. Response the shach to that? No, it's not true. Really, the halacha is like Ben Chanan, and if the field is left open, then indeed the owners and the animals will be potter. So why doesn't everybody fence up the field in order to avoid loss? The answer is because it's unusual that people go into other people's fields. And therefore they don't worry about it. True, had the animals wandered into their fields, then the animals would be potter. But it's not enough of a justification as far as the owner of the field is concerned to put in the expense of building a fence. Because it's unusual that people will come in. Roy and the shepherds, there are not many of them, but the few there are all suspected of actually letting their animals go into somebody else's field. And therefore, we have a machlokes, Shach and Yom Shah Shloim, as to what the halacha is. Whether the halacha is, if there's no fence on the field, someone whose animal wanders in by himself is chayav or potter. And, according to the Shach, the owner will be potter, whereas the owner of the animal will be potter, whereas according to the Yom Shah Shloim, the owner of the animal will actually be chayav. The Teshuvah Shai in Siman Kuf Kaf Beis answers the kasha of the Maharshal on the Shach in a different way. He takes on an assumption, which the Chazon Ish himself says as well, and it's very mistabel, that even if it's true that if there's no fence around the field, then a buyer would hold that the owner of the animal is not chayav for any damage done if the animal goes into the field and eats the food there, because he can say to the owner of the field, you should have put a fence up. That's only true as far as the damage is concerned. But any benefit that the animal gets from the food, the owner would surely have to pay. Shem Regel is only chayav in someone else's, in a private domain, but in Rosh Hashanah is potter. But even in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, the owner of the animal would have to pay mashenenis, whatever benefit, whether hanor, the owner of the animal had from the fact that the animal ate. So, for example, if the animal in Rosh Hashanah ate very expensive food, a kilo of strawberries, which cost a lot of money. So, since it was Shem Regel, which was rather than the owner's potter for the damage done, however, the owner of the animal benefited that he has to give his animal now a kilo less food for its next meal. However, he wouldn't have fed the animal with strawberries, which is very expensive. He would have fed him with straw or with hay, which is much cheaper. So he has to pay the amount which he benefited, which is the amount of a kilo of hay. So he won't pay the full amount of the strawberries, but he'll pay the equivalent amount of how much it would have cost a kilo of hay. So too in our case, even according to our buyer and the Shach who paskens like him, if there's no fence around the field, the owner of the animal is not have to pay for any damage done. However, the owner will still have to pay mashenenis, whatever benefit there was. And therefore, let's come back to the Marashal's kasha. Ask the Marashal, if the halacha is like the Shach, and like Rabbeinu Chanan who says, according to Abaya, there is no fence around the field and the owner of the animal is potter, then every owner of the field will put up a fence around his field in order to avoid damages which we won't be able to get back. If so, how can the roya get in? And we can assume that every roya is a gazlan because he lets his animals wander into someone else's field. Says the Chuvah Chai? No, the Shach is correct. The halacha is that if the animal wanders into the field by himself without the roya letting him in, the owner is potter. Why doesn't every owner of the field therefore put up a fence around his field? It's simple, because even though the owner of the animal is part of any damage done, he'll still have to pay the amount of mashenenis, how much he benefited. Says the true Shrias, something interesting, an interesting assumption, that most fields out of town are indeed not fields of expensive tavor, of wheat or barley or oats, but rather are fields of grass or tevin or straw, in which case the amount of mashenenis, the amount that the animal owner benefited, will more or less be the same as the actual amount of the damage done, because the damage done is the same as mashenenis. In which case, that's why the owner doesn't bother putting up a fence around his field. He'll always get his money back, because he always gets back mashenenis. One could add that even if we don't take on the assumption of the true Shai, that most fields out of town are like that. However, if his assumption is correct, and there's no reason to dispute it, that the owner would have to pay mashenenis, it could very well be that in most cases the difference between mashenenis and mashezika won't be enough to justify putting a fence up. So using the same numbers as the surest shy, we can answer again in the same way the Maharshal's kasha. Really, the halacha is like a buyer. But if there's no fence around the field out of town, then the owner of the animal is potter if his animal wanders in of his own accord. Why don't owners of fields put up fences as a result of that? Because in most cases, since they're anyway going to get back mash and ernis if anyone damages their food, most cases won't be much difference between mash and ernis and mash and ezika, and therefore the owner on the field doesn't put up a fence. Since there's no fences there, when a rare comes along and he sees there's no fence, he deliberately pushes his animals in there in order to eat. That, of course, under all circumstances is chayav. Even a buyer only allowed if the animal wanders in by himself, that the owner of the animal could say, it's not my fault, you should have put a fence around him. But clearly, if the owner of the animal pushes his animal into the field and the animal starts eating, then everyone would agree, you're chayav. And therefore, anyone else whose animal wanders in is potter if there's no fence up, because you should have put a fence up. However, the owner, the roer, the shepherd who deliberately lets the animals go in, will of course be chayav. Let's now briefly come back to our case. We pointed out that the inside of the car is probably a reshus hanizik, and therefore the owner of the monkey would be chayav to pay for any damage done on the inside to the food inside the car, because once the animal's gone in, it's shen v'rega reshus hanizik. However, since in our case the car owner left the door open, according to the Shulchan Aruch and most poskim, the owner of the car can say, so what if I left my door open? It's your responsibility to look after the animal to make sure he doesn't come into my reshus. However, according to the Shach and the Jewish Shai, the Aruch is like Ben Chanana, and the owner of the monkey can say, you shouldn't have left your car door open. You left your reshus open. It's like you didn't put a fence around your field, so I'm not responsible if my animal climbs in. However, even according to the Shach, as the Chazon Ish and the Shulchan Aruch points out, the owner of the monkey will have to pay for any benefit he had from the fact that the animal ate the food. Not the full value of the food, but mashenenis, the equivalent amount of food as it would be if it was cheaper food which a monkey would eat, such as tevin or kashiv. That's indeed what a monkey eats. One could possibly add an extra sfara, but in our case maybe everyone would agree that the safari owner is potter, because since, even though the car is the private reshus of Mr. Cohen, however, he's actually driven into the safari park only with the permission of the owner of the safari park. And it's very possible that the owner of the safari park could turn around and say, I'm only letting you come drive your car into my reshus if you make sure that you look after yourself. So this is not a case of a field out of town. This is a case of a reshus hanizik, which is inside the reshus hamazik. So surely the owner of the safari park can say, according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, who say that there's no fence around the field, the owner of the animals is chayav to pay for any damage done. In this case, possibly everyone agrees potter, because the owner of the safari park will say, I only allow you to come into, to drive into my safari park with the condition that you look after yourself. And if you leave the doors open, everyone would agree in such a case that the owner of the animal is not responsible for any damage. You can turn around to the owner of the car and say, you shouldn't have left your car door open, and therefore I am potter.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office at thehalachacenter.org.